What my dad did yesterday? Blew my whole set. I'm telling you.
Poor Machi Demoriaku, this 18-year-old girl from the South Bronx, has a hard time when her dad goes into school to meet her health science class teacher, and to Machi's horror, gives the teacher an assignment.
And your assignment is to check up with her every single day. See if her teeth are clean, if her hair is good, if her body odor is okay, if her clothes are properly ironed.
That is the Machi Demoriaku of YouTube telling stories about her controlling Nigerian parents. There is also the Machi Demoriaku actress and comedian hoping to go to college next year. There is proper young Nigerian woman Machi, proud but confused American daughter of traditional parents Machi, hip-hop Machi, American teenager Machi. All those personalities thrive in an era of Facebook and smartphones, Snapchat and Instagram, and they represent a choir of storytellers for the approximately 80 million first and second generation immigrants in the United States today. Our friend Machi Demoriaku is a senior at Dreamyard Preparatory School in the South Bronx, and her many identities are a portfolio of freedom and a 21st century pioneer's snapshot of American history.
I was born in America, but my family comes from Nigeria. A lot of the times I am always in like this shift between whenever I go back home, I'm considered African-American. But whenever I'm over here, it's like, oh yeah, you were born here, but your family's from Africa. It's from the motherland, the mother country. So I always had like that hard sense of like, where do I come from? I'm stuck in the middle between these two worlds. And it wasn't until ninth grade that I really like finally like stood up for myself. And it was in my black box theater in my ninth grade classroom. And there was this one boy stood up, just randomly started violating all the Africans, like calling them like names that you just hear from any day in the street. And before anybody said anything to stop him, I stood up and I looked him straight in the eye and said, "Don't violate my people." When I said that, I felt like a release from all the tension that I felt for over the years of being this Oreo cream stuck in the middle. Now I'm more often able to say my name, like the name that was on my birth certificate, my full name. I've been able to just allow myself to be myself.
So you're Machi today, but who were you then?
I was Victoria, Veronica, Vanessa.
How is Victoria different from Machi?
Victoria was very, I wouldn't say a wild child. She definitely did not care at all what other people thought. And she did her own thing on her own rules and terms. And yeah, she was very, like, wild.
And Machi?
Very calm, sometimes very shy, closed off to society more often.
Proper Nigerian daughter?
No.
No.
I was as proper as I could be, but mm-hmm. there were still parts of me just like, there's some things I'm not going to do.
Why is storytelling so important for you, given the story of your family?
It gives me the voice that not a lot of people in my situation get. It allows me to tell a story to tell things about my life that not a lot of people get to hear. And my experiences kind of help other people to tell their own stories and be expressive and open in telling their own.
Is it hard to be an immigrant in America, do you think?
Yes, it is very hard to be one because at a point you are from this country that you love and care about deeply, but you are also beginning to understand the different parts of this new world, and people don't like you in this new world because they think that you should go back to where you belong.
Who says that?
In my case, other fellow first generations and sometimes people who have been here for like years, for like many generations.
So immigrants compete. In other words, the people who came in before don't necessarily want new people coming in.
Yeah.
You feel that?
Yeah, most of the time.
You're also a part of a black experience that's not American. It's a African experience.
Yes.
Do you notice that difference in your interactions with people and with popular culture?
I see that difference a lot. It's almost every day. I'm like going to school. I'm like with my friends. Like whenever we're talking about like how our families grew up, like all of my friends talk about how their parents like grew up over here during the times in America when it was like
civil rights.
And when I talk about my family experience, sometimes it's considered funny because my parents had like a completely different experience back home, Nigeria, than people who were born and raised over here.
It seems that your school has been a real place for you to experience being an immigrant, because there are so many people who are either having the experience that you're having or not having the experience that you're having. What does that mean?
Most of my school is either first generation or second generation. And at first, there was kind of like a real divide between like all the students of color, the black students and the Spanish students. But like over the years, we've really, through like the help of like the teachers and the principal, like they've like really forced us to become, not forced us, we chose to be, really become a community and like to accept each other for all of our differences. There's just still minor problems that go on as a teenager. Like we all have our own family problems, but like in my school, I feel like you can go to a teacher and you can talk to them about how you feel, and you can let them in on like your life story, mm-hmm. and like you wouldn't feel shunned or hated. And a lot of my classmates really are like respectful to me when it comes to that stuff, and I'm respectful to them as much as I can.
Well, Machi, it's great to talk to you. Good luck in your performance.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You take care. Machi Dumoriaku is a senior at Dreamyard Preparatory School in the South Bronx. She'll be performing her story at a Young Immigrants in the Big Apple event live tonight in the Green Space at WNYC. To stream it live or to find out more, visit thegreenspace.org.